Episode 2930, Fix Your Eyes Forward.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen, because you know what? You find what you search for. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Fix your eyes forward. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I want to remind you that we have a brand new TV show. It's on Pray.com. We have partnered with them. It's incredible. It happens today, Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. All right. What do you need to do to take the next step? Because there are always moments in life when you feel overwhelmed. Don't get stuck in regrets, worries, failures, and fears. Fix your eyes forward. Because dwelling on what doesn't serve you, everything in the past, right? I mean, that's what we do. When we dwell on something, when we let our thoughts pull into the harbors of failure, where do you think your mind goes? Deep in the gutter. And when you do that, it can lead you to an attitude of status quo. Why try anymore? It's easier to hang out where you are. And it's not necessarily so much that comfortable recliner. It's just, this is what I know, and well, I'm just going to keep loading the drugs. Here I do it. However, you have to be realistic too. If you want to change where you are in life, you have to change your environment. You have to change your thoughts. You have to change who you hang out with. You have to change what you do daily. I mean, think about this. You can't lose weight if you keep eating what you've been eating. All right? You can't have a better relationship. You can't have a better marriage with your spouse if you keep doing what you've been doing. If you call them names, if you yell, you do nothing to keep the house picked up, right? Nobody matters but you, right? If you have that attitude, do you think your marriage is going to get any better? I don't think so. You can't get a better job if you don't improve your skills or even look for one. If all you're doing is complaining, oh, I hate my job. Why do I have to get up every morning and do this? But yet you're not willing to look what's available out there and then say, okay, what are they asking for and what can I do to get another job? What would that look like? What steps would I need to take? You have got to get out of the shade of failure and disbelief. And in order to do that, you got to fix your eyes forward. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You cannot focus on your past failures and think you can move forward. It's counterintuitive. Think about your car right now. Maybe you're driving right now, so do keep your eyes forward, please. But when you're driving, right, you have that rear view mirror and you have your side mirrors. If you were to drive anywhere you want to go and all you did was to look in those three mirrors, do you think you would get to your destination safely? Okay, you don't even have to think about that, right? That's the big capital N, capital O. No! Exclamation point. You would not get there safely because you're always looking at what's behind you. That's great if you see something happen back there, but what's in front of you? You're missing what God has placed before you. You got to be present in order to create your now. You can't just hang out with, well, I did this, and I guess I'm just going to kind of simmer and stew in what I didn't get done in life. I'm just going to complain. I had kids. They slowed me down, got married, totally derailed me. Really? Are those the excuses you want to live with? You cannot focus on your past failures and think that you can move forward. So instead of striving for what you didn't do, fix your eyes forward on the goal God has set for you. I love Proverbs 4, verses 25 through 27. Listen carefully. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. Stay focused on your goals at hand. Don't get distracted by things that will lead you away from your passion, away from your purpose, away from your impact. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You were created to impact the world that you touch. That means you got to step up to the plate. That means you got to put your big girl panties on or your tidy whities, whatever you wear, okay? I know TMI, but seriously, I want you to absolutely achieve everything that God wants for your life, but you have got to get out of your own way. And you can do this when you let go of the regrets, the worries, the failures, and fears, because when you do it and you let them go, it makes a way for you to hone in on the goals and aspirations God has set for you. And in the process of doing this, you gain the strength and the perspective you need to take the next steps. The endurance is there. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You got it, so go after it. My prayer for you, may your eyes see the vision God has in store for you. Stay grounded in your next step. Don't waver when the going gets tough. Lean in and look up. Fix your eyes forward. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.